بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم The surah after surah Al-A'raf is known as surah Al-Anfal Again from the beginning Surah Fatiha The main part of surah Fatiha was the dua اهدنا الصراط المستقيم That Allah open up for us the door towards the truth In surah Al-A'raf it was mentioned that in Jannah man will mention الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا We thank Allah that He put us on this path. Had it not been for Allah, we would never have walked on this path. In the surahs that had come up to Surah Al-Anfal, mention was made in Surah Al-Baqarah, how pride was one of the reasons why man could not find the path. That is why the Jews, they knew the truth, but their pride prevented them. And thereafter wealth, the love of honor, position, status, In Surah Al-A'raf, it was shown that you make a decision whether you want the people of Deen or you want the people of Jannah. You want to be of that group. You want to be the people of the fire. You can be from the people of A'raf now. You recognize both parties and you make your decision who you want to be. However, thereafter, when man makes a decision that he wants to be from the people of Deen and he wants to make an effort for Deen, he wants to work towards Deen, then the devil brings that very same pride and the love of position and the love of wealth and all those fights that come together with it, it comes in Deen itself. Before this it was fought out of Deen. It prevented man from entering into Islam, into piety. When man makes a decision now to come on to piety, now they start working for the cause of Islam. The armies are going out. They're winning battle after battle. Now they start fighting amongst themselves. They fight about those very things which people in the worldly world fought about. Now wealth became the main issue. The booty, who's going to take, how much is going to be given. Each party says, because of me we won the battle. So we should get a bigger amount. We should get a bigger amount. One person says, I want the chair. The other person says, I want the chair. Before this, the enemy were attacking Islam. Now one Muslim is attacking the other Muslim. Work of Deen started, madrasa has come up, a very big idara, an institute has come up. How much of work is being done? And now the fight starts inside, which is called internal politics. In Surah Al-Anfal, Allah Tawarukala teaches the believers that if your maqsad is Allah and the Deen of Allah, then these are all sidelines. The word nafal means extra. In the battle of Badr, this was the first battle in Islam. After the battle, it was going to be the first booty in Islam. That group of young Sahaba radiallahu anh, who were in the front line, they felt that we should get most of the booty because we did the fighting. The one in the back said we were protecting the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ones that had stayed from Makkah Mukarrama, they said had it not been our support from day one. So as that argument was taking place, these verses were being revealed. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ They are now asking you regarding that extra. That extra means that which was never the maqsad of the fight. That which was never the purpose of all your years of mujahada. It was always Allah, Allah, Allah. But as soon as little wealth came, this became the purpose. Allah Tabarakala said, this was the extra. They're asking you regarding the extra. Give them an answer. قُلْ الْأَنْفَالُ لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ That neither the front group is deserving, neither the back group is deserving, neither the ones who stayed with Allah's Nabi all along is deserving. He said the extra all belongs to Allah. The extra all belongs. You got no share in this year at all. Once that was said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ As for you, you fear Allah. And you make sure that in your own circles no fight starts. أَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ Obey Allah and the Rasul of Allah in kuntum mu'mineen. The division was going to take place. Booty was going to be given. Everyone was going to get their share. In this world, it's called bushra lil mu'min. Almighty Allah gives every believer his share. No one will ever be deprived. If praise is sought, you're going to get your praise. Whether you run behind it or you don't run behind it. The man who does work for Allah, In this world, his extra is going to come to him. Whether he puts out his hand and he says, I want it,
or he doesn't put out his hand, it will be put in his hand. There's no need to grab, there's no need to fight. In the work of deen, the man must do work. And when he sees work happening, he must understand it's from Allah. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ Allah Ta'ala says, this is the believers. That they don't let that fight start. They don't let the devil come in between. Rather, even if something is happening, one person said, this is my opinion. The other one said, no, I feel it should be like this. But it's a small issue. Just before the fight starts, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ Allah is remembered. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ The heart starts shivering. Fear grabs them. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ Then someone says that it seems that Allah would like it like this. And a verse of Quran is read to show how Allah would want it. When the verse of Quran is read, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانَا Their iman increases. Their pride doesn't stop them now. One man's pride stopped him from deen. The other man came in deen and his pride stopped him. He said, I did all this work. I know how to run this thing. This is my institute. The entire thing came up on my hand. Are you going to tell me how to run it now? The believer does not talk like that. The believer, everything that happens, Allah Tawarukala speaks about the battle of Badr. But this is regarding every person in the world. Whatever work of deen takes. For the battle of Badr, there was a discussion first. They had gone for a caravan. They were not going for a battle. There was a caravan of the Quraysh that was moving. It had a lot of wealth. It had wealth for weapons. But it was one caravan. It was not an army. That group that went out, went for the caravan, Almighty Allah brought the Quraysh, the army. We would have learned it in Maktab somewhere along the line. Allah Tabarakala said, have you forgotten that even when you came for the battle, you never go for the battle? كَمَا أَخْرَجَكَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَيْتِكَ بِالْحَقِّ It was your Allah that pulled you out of your house. This ayat was to say to every individual that if ever you got the tawfiq to do any work of deen, and now the thing is happening, now the camps are being put up, now the buildings are coming up, now the work is being done, now the khilafat is being established, remember it was Allah that pulled you out. And Allah wanted you would still be sleeping in your bed. كَمَا أَخْرَجَكَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَيْتِكَ بِالْحَقِّ Allah Ta'ala says, remember when you went for the caravan, and then when you heard that the enemy is coming, وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ تَكُونُ لَكُمْ You were desirous, you must get that which got no thorn. Meaning you never wanted to make that effort. The enemy came, you weren't even waiting for the enemy. Then when a huge battle took place, Allah Ta'ala says, إِسْتَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ Have you forgotten how you were begging Allah for help? فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ And then Allah replied. He said, I will send angels to help you. 1,000 angels. And even that is nothing but just to give you aid, give you basharat, make you feel firm. Otherwise, وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ Help only comes from Allah. Almighty Allah says, have you forgotten? You were in the thick of the battle. إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسِ أَمَنَةً مِّنْهُ In the thick of the battle, how Allah gave you such contentment that Sahaba radiallahu anhu's eyes started closing. They were very tired. They were able to fall asleep in the battle. Allah Tabarakala says, you forgot about that. You forgot about, إِذْ يُوحِي رَبُّكَ إِلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَنِّي مَعَكُمْ When your Lord said to the angels that I am with you, فَثَبِّتُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Let us go and help the believers. But this is not only for the battle of Badr. Whenever work of deen takes place, it cannot happen at all unless the help of Allah is there. It cannot happen at all if Allah doesn't say to the angels, go and aid them. I am with you. Let us help them. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ فَلَمْ تَقْتُلُوهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ قَتَلَهُمْ Almighty Allah says, in actual fact, you were not fighting. Rather, it was Allah fighting. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ You had not thrown, rather it was Allah throwing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he picked up some pebbles. It was the thick of the battle. From far he was. He was in a tent. He was surrounded by his sahaba. The enemy were far in front. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just moved his hand. And Allah tabarakallah made that pebble or the dust, it hit each soldier. Some of the mufassirin mentioned as it hit the eye, the person had to immediately bring his hand up to start rubbing. As that hand came up, the attack that was made by the Muslim soldier brought an end to him. Because he was unable to see for that split second or for that few seconds. That was more than enough. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let the faces be disgraced. Shahatil wujuh. But that throw, where will one throw ever manage to make pebbles go on every single soldier? It was obvious, wama ramayta. When you threw, you did not throw, rather Allah threw. But a message was given to the world that whenever you will do any work of deen, and it looks so unique that you yourself say, I don't know how I did it. That very question that you ask is the answer. That you never did it. It was done by somebody else, only your hand was used. That man has to make so much shukr of Allah, so much shukr of Allah. For him to start fighting now and saying, you know what I did. Whereas he himself is saying, I don't know how I did this. That you know what I did must never come on the tongue of the believer. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ. Are you fighting about small things? Allah Tawarukala says, it was not you that fought. It was not you that threw. Then Allah Tawarukala says, O people of Iman, استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. When Allah and the Nabi of Allah call you towards that which will give you life, meaning deen, the laws of Allah, at that time forget your own status. Forget your own input. Forget the amount of effort that you made. Everything was from Allah on your hands. But now when the decision of Allah comes, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهِ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِ. Understand this, that if Allah doesn't want you to do work, He will stop you also. That Allah can come between man and his own heart also. That you might say, no one will stop me doing this. I am a mutawalli of a masjid for so many years. I am the khalifa, I am the sultan, I am the greatest warrior. If Allah wants that greatest Muslim warrior, the next day he becomes the greatest treacherer in Islam. He turns to the other camp, and how he fought for 30 years for Islam. He fights for 1 year against Islam and then he dies. And in that 1 year, everything gets wiped out. وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصًّا. Almighty Allah says, stay far from those fitan. Mufassirin give different meanings, but one meaning is that amongst your own self, politics, and you start fighting in such a manner that it affects not only you, it affects those who had nothing to do with it. Example, let's just say there's a Muslim army, but now one camp became two camps. Now each leader who could have helped the other leader and destroyed all the kuffar, one leader starts fighting against the other leader. It is such a fitna now that doesn't only affect these two. It affects all the soldiers in both camps. Those soldiers had nothing to do with the fight. Now they're fighting for something, they don't even know what they're fighting. It is one person's seat. There's a huge idara that's put up. But one person wants the seat. The other one wants the seat. They start fighting so much that all the students get affected. وَاتَّقُوا fitna. Fear from such fitan, trials, that does not only affect the zalim amongst you, it affects the ones that's innocent also. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Remember, if Allah wants to punish, the punishment of Allah is severe. وَذْكُرُوا إِذْ أَنْتُمْ قَلِيلٌ. Remember that time when you were few in the world, few on the earth. تَخَافُونَ أَن يَتَخَطَّفَكُمُ النَّاسِ. You had the fear you will be picked up, taken away. Perhaps me and you won't understand this. Just go a little back in history when we're seeing our madrasa today, our maktabs, our madaris, our masajid, then you all thinking it like just sprouted like this. There was a time when there were a handful of Muslims in this country. As they walked around, they looked at perhaps the white man looking at them. Even if he wanted to say, Allahu Akbar, he was so scared, what if I get caught? Allah Tawarukala says, remember when you were few, and you had the fear you will be plucked out. You will be punished. فَآوَاكُمْ. But Allah gave you place. وَأَيَّدَكُمْ بِنَصْرِهِ. How He helped you. وَرَزَقَكُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. How He sent your sustenance to you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Only so that you could appreciate. O people of Iman, لَا تَخُونُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. When Allah gave so much to you, don't make khiyanat now. You don't be the treacherous. You don't be treacherous in Islam. You don't be the traitor. وَتَخُونُوا أَمَانَاتِكُمْ. that responsibility that has now come to you, fulfill it as a slave of Allah. Don't fulfill it like you are the boss. Allah Tabarakala says, وَإِمْ يَمْكُرُوا بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Remember the time when the kuffar, and they are still doing it, when they made their plans, لِيُثْبِتُوكَ, either to put you in a closed area. يُثْبِتُوكَ can either have the meaning, let's jail the believers. Or it can have the meaning, let's stop them from their deen. Let's keep them in their houses. Let's put them under house arrest. Let's lock them up. أو يقتلوك, or let's just get rid of them all, kill them all. أو يخرجوك, or say to them, our country can't keep you. We want you to leave the country. If you're not happy with the laws of this country, go somewhere else. He says, remember, when the kuffar make all of this, and they are continuously making it. If any man ever thinks I'm doing work of deen, he must just think behind him how many plots of the enemy are taking place. One of those plots will wipe out his whole work. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ. They continue making their plots and Almighty Allah continues planning. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. And Allah is indeed the best of planners. Meaning a lot of work is taking place in the world. Me and you, what little we do is nothing. There's waves and waves behind us that will wash us away also. But Almighty Allah has put a barrier. That man becomes oblivious to the fitna, the trials, the waves of evil behind him. And he's standing brave and he's saying, you know what I did? If he just has to turn around and see what is being held back, then immediately he'll keep quiet and he will carry on doing. The surah Al-Anfal was to say, when work of deen starts, let the devil now not bring pride. Let him not bring wealth. Let him not bring your own personal pursuits and spoil everything again. In deen we entered and in deen we spoiled it. May Allah Tabarakala save us from that pride, save us from that love of wealth and that love of position that spoiled it out of deen, that spoiled it in deen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.